If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. I was just trying to print out something that wasn't printing, and that was the SPCA report. Looks like we had some good luck, a little bit of good luck. Nino Brown and Javier were adopted, and still got a bunch of them that are on our website, though. Need homes. So check it out. Aubrey, Snow White, Rex, Simba, and Ginger are still waiting. This week's dog is Callie. Looks real interesting. And as soon as I can pull that up and print it, I'll tell you a little bit more about Callie. But you can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and check that out. We try to help the SPCAs in Dallas and in McKinney here. Wherever you are in the country, it's a great way to get a pet. These rescue organizations of all kinds, SPCA, just one of them. There's a bunch of them. We've done some coverage, some newsletters and all about the different opportunities around the country. But it's a great way to go, and appreciate your help out there on all that. Telephone number is same as always. We'll do same as always. Work your calls in with my stuff. I got a bunch of reports for you. Nelly reports, in Howard's Garden reports, various things. Heat reports. We'll talk about burned plants and watering some today, because it's going to be about 110 outside today in Dallas, something like that anyway. Strange. It already feels weird early this morning, but telephone number is the same. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. The SPCA report is supported by Espoma. Espoma is a line of products that are great, and they're available easily for you around the country, more so than probably any of the other organic products. Organic products, the kinds of things that I recommend here to substitute for the bad stuff, the synthetic high-nitrogen salt-based fertilizers and the toxic pesticides, tend to be regional mom-and-pop operations, or at least small corporations. Espoma is not a gigantic corporation, but they are a company that makes wonderful products and has good distribution around the country. You can find them not only, you can find the products not only in garden centers and nurseries, but a lot of times in feed stores, farm stores, and even hardware stores out there, and they really fit in well. Espoma is E-S-P-O-M-A. The photo contest is up and ready. In fact, it went up early. I was surprised that we didn't already have a winner when I came in. It went up yesterday. And it's not a plant, so go to dirtdoctor.com. The photographs at the top of the page will change automatically if you don't do anything. And the last one, or the next to the last one that comes up, is the mystery photo. Identify it, and you win a gift from Espoma, one of their liquid plant food products, and also one of our online classes, the natural organic gardening and landscaping course from TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And it's a fun thing. It's 15 chapters. You can take it a chapter at a time, take one a day, one a month, one a year. You've got to pass a test at the end of every chapter, and at the end you get certified by the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, which is TORC, T-O-R-C. And we really appreciate people supporting TORC. More and more people are buying books going that route, because buying books or donating to TORC at levels of $50 or $75 and up get you some benefits. One of them is Organic Club of America membership. The $75 level it gives you, in addition to the membership, it gives you the seed from My Gardens and Bob Webster's Gardens in San Antonio. And we've been having a lot of fun with that. But my books cover a range of subjects, from just the general overall kind of thing. The Organic Manual, the redo of it, is the most current book, and it's an overall view of the organic program, not regionalized really at all, and covers more about one of the things I talk about the most on the show, the most thoroughly, and that's tree management and the root flare issues. And it's got good diagrams about what you need to look for and do, and what's bad and what's good and all that kind of thing. So check it out. It's a little paperback book, but some of my books are about specific subjects, herbs and trees and vegetables and various kinds of things. Some are general, and some are more about plants than others, but you can check them all out on dirtdoctor.com. There's about 15 of them. Some of them are more easily available these days and still in the bookstores and online and all that than others. But I think most of them, most of the 15, are still available for you. Let's see. We've gotten some feedback. We need more about the organic contractors. We started a list, and we continue to build a list of organic contractors, people that do lawn care and landscape contracting and tree work and that kind of thing, because that's one of the most common questions that I get. Who's somebody that does this natural organic approach that you talk about? And so we've got the list on the website. We also have retail stores, garden centers, and that sort of thing in a different list. But the natural organic landscape contractors is one for people who are looking to hire somebody to get something done. So if you know some companies, if you're working with anybody, if you have a company yourself, if you're involved in a company as an employee, whatever, just let us know about the name of the company and the details. We're delighted to learn as much as we can about the people around the country that are into this, and be able to pass that information on to folks. So let us know our email address, and that's how you can. There's two ways you can guess the mystery photograph, or just identify it. May not be a guess. You can call the show and talk about it on the air, or you can send us an email. And that's what people can do, to send us information about the contractors, to send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, info@dirtdoctor.com. Well, we'll just start with a little in Howard's Garden. We've got people starting to call in, but let me work in a few things here. And after the first break, we'll go to some phone calls. The latest Nelly report, somebody sent me an email saying that one of the reasons that Nelly ate my golf cap and chews on some of the things is I've been talking on the show about destroying golf clubs, sawing the heads off of golf clubs to make probes. And it is an excellent way to make a probe. I use one that I sawed off. It's a driver with a fiberglass shaft, and I don't know if it's solid the whole way. It's probably not, but at the end, the narrow end near the head, it's solid. And you saw it off at a little bit of a bias at an angle. And, of course, all the clubs these days have rubber handles of some kind. And it makes an excellent probe. And it's a good thing for you to have right now, because when we're having these dramatically hot temperatures, it's hard to get the watering right. And you can screw it up. Either way, I was talking to Bob Webster on his show yesterday, the visit that we do with him every Saturday morning down at KTSA in San Antonio, and we were talking about the fact that I have discovered myself that you can mess up the watering by how you handle the potting soil in along the line before you put the potting soil in the pots. I've got one pot, maybe two, that I've overwatered and hurt the plants. I'm going to I needed to change out and put some hibiscus and some other things that love this dramatic heat. He and I were talking about a plant called Angelonia yesterday. I'm going to add in a few places and see if it works as well in the heat as he's says that it's working down in San Antonio. But a couple of my pots watering exactly the same way, and Judy and I water at least once a day and sometimes twice a day in this heat that we're having now. But one of them is staying too wet, and it finally dawned on me that what I do, I'm real cavalier about how I handle potting soil, and I did something different with the potting soil that's in the ones that are staying too wet and hurting the plants, and I'll tell you about that and how to avoid that when I come back. And then we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. To finish on the potting soil story, I remembered that the potting soil, and I do this from time to time, I'll leave it around, I'll change pots, I'll try to almost intentionally get it dirty and contaminated, because a lot of people tell you that that's a bad thing to do. It leads to pathogens and problems and that sort of thing. I've never seen that be the case with the organic program and using the organic tools that we use to stimulate biological activity and everything. But this was different. This was a situation where I had left the potting soil in a wash tub. I had some extra left over from some pots where I had changed planting or whatever. Anyway, ended up with some extra potting soil. I left it in a wash tub outside in the dog run, and it rained, and it got wet, super saturated. And what happens when you do that, I left it for a few days, and you shouldn't do that. And the reason is that causes an anaerobic condition. It kills the biological activity in the soil. It knocks it down to where it's less healthy even than if it had been a peat moss-based for potting soil, which I really don't recommend. And it just kind of destroys, because of hurting the biological activity, it hurts the physical structure, the physics of the potting soil, and that's what caused the situation where it held water longer than the other pots and ended up hurting some plants. But whether you have potted plants, you have plants in whiskey barrels or small containers or whatever, if you use my idea about a golf club shaft as a probe, you can buy a professional probe, a pipe probe if you want to. They cost somewhere between $20 and $30. They're yellow fiberglass and have a bullet tip and a rubber handle again, which you always want because of a possibility of electrical lines and things like that. And you can probably go a little deeper. But the golf club shaft works beautifully for most situations, and it sure works for potted plants. And you need to use it. You need to sit. When you push it in there, you can feel the difference. You don't need any dials or gauges or anything, and there's not any on the professional probe even. But you can feel the difference, and you can also touch and feel the moisture level of the soil when you pull it out, and you can tell whether it's too wet or too dry. One of the things that happens with pots is that if you water every day when it's really, really hot, and you water kind of quickly and everything, and I've made this mistake myself, you can end up with the water just like in a bed being mostly up at the top and not all the way through the whole profile of the potting soil in the pot. So make sure, and you do that with the probe, that the moisture level is getting all the way down to the bottom. You've got bubbles coming out when you flood water and water running out the bottom. Even then, it's not an absolute given that you will have gotten 100% of the volume of the soil moist. So you need to get, when you first do the potting of the plant, get it moist, moisten it as you go if you possibly can, so you know there's moisture all the way through. Don't put super dry potting soil in a pot and then try to, you know, water it from the above and get it all thoroughly saturated. You're going to always end up with some dry spots. And then if you're keeping it, another reason the probe works so well is if you're keeping it more than moist enough, you know, to cut back, and you won't create too wet potting soil and cause some diseases to come in and, kill out a few plants, which I've done in one spot myself. Well, Mary Rose wanted to be the first caller up this morning. Let's see what she is up to. What can I do for you?
Hey, Dr. Howard. Listen, I went to a wedding this week, and I was really concerned because a lot of folks are so concerned with having a green yard. But there must have been five guys in the room that worked on the yard all week, and they're still using that stupid Roundup on their lawn. So my question this morning is, there's probably a lot of folks listening that haven't gone organic green yet. And how can you get your green lawn, you know, naturally, as opposed to going out and using the stuff that's killing people? I don't think they're still seeing how important the organic is in the long term with cancer and, you know, breathing problems and all that. They're just concerned with the yard looking good when you can get the yard looking good using your tips.
Well, I think that the most important thing, and I probably don't talk about it as often as I should, the reason that I recommend the organic program, what we call the natural organic program, because we're not necessarily talking about a certified, you know, government-approved program. There's some things in the natural organic program that we've created I think is better than a certified program. But the main reason we recommend it is not because it's safer, not because of disease issues with pets and livestock and wildlife and people. Those things are important. Don't get me wrong, and we can avoid it completely by using the organic stuff, but that's not the most important point. The most important point about why people should use the techniques that I recommend is that they work better. It's a complete misinformation situation that you can't have as pretty a landscaping or vegetable garden or even agriculture with the organic program. The truth is that the healthier the soil is, and that's the whole key, you can't have healthy soil with the synthetic fertilizers and all. So using compost and organic fertilizers and rock powders and the sugars just makes everything work better. And green comes along for the ride. You're going to have just as pretty a landscape or prettier with the organic program as with the chemical thing. I'll talk more about it when I get back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back after this. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. We have a caller, to guess the mystery photograph, calling from Sandwich, Illinois. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are things there?
Doing all right. I ended up having a little bout of, I think we put some cat food or something in the compost that turned into maggots. That was last 2 weeks ago, but they went away. They let nature do their thing. Nobody panicked, and everything's good back to go normal in the compost, you know. So
yeah, well, Nick, go to my website and look in the library and look under black soldier fly and see if the maggots that you had were the larvae of the black soldier fly. It probably was, especially if you had your compost a little bit on the wet side, and they are very beneficial. The adults are good pollinators, and the worms, the maggots, just they're not, you know, don't spread any disease, don't cause any problems, nothing else. They just help break down the compost, and they can be a good source of chitin and also a good source of some fish food, bird feed, and different things like that. So it's not necessarily a problem.
No, I think it was more or less kind of the shock factor got me.
Yeah,
They were the creepiest ones I've ever seen before, and they were just really squigglies. And I was like, "Oh, hey, how you doing? Cover them up and let nature do their thing." But
I'll take a look at the pictures in on the website, and it'll probably be what you have.
You bet. Yeah, and this was also one more quick question. Is there is it okay to bring my house plants outside for a summer vacation? It's not too late for it, is it?
It's not too late. You can do it anytime you want to, but there's one fatal flaw in that idea, Nick, and that is if you take a plant out of the house and put it out in full sun, it'll sunburn the heck out of it. So you've got to take it out and leave it in a shady situation because there's a whole lot more foot candles of light outside, even in the shade, than there is, in the house, even if it's by a window or whatever. So just be careful about sunburning the plants, and you'll be fine.
Even if it's in a full sun window, and I take it outside in the full sun, it is totally different. Okay.
Just think about it. It could be okay if it's full sun. It's getting full sun long enough, and you put it outside so that the length of time outside it gets the full sun's about the same. You'll probably be okay. But if it's more, it'll be a little bit more intense for sure. And if it's a longer period of time, you might still get some damage to the plant.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah,
what's your
guess
on our mystery photo?
I've got a guess for the cicada killer.
Very good. That's the cicada killer. It's part of my Nelly report that I'll get into in a minute. She came and brought it to me. That's me holding it in my hand, and it is a female. Mary Rose is asking me if they can sting, and they can. The females can. And holding it in your hand is not something you want to do, but that one was dead. She played with it and ended up killing it, but didn't even hurt the wings of the thing. It was really interesting.
Yeah, it was a remarkable photo for it to be killed. I wonder if it just snapped the neck or something.
She picked it up and shook her head, killing a rat or a squirrel, and was running around. I couldn't figure out what she had, and she finally dropped it, and I was able to pick it up, and I was fascinated that she didn't damage the thing at all. She was very, very – she killed it, but it very delicate. We've had another one show up dead since then, and I think that she is just really good. They fly around about knee-to-waist height. Look kind of menacing and all. They won't hurt anything. And I think they fly around just at the right height where she can catch them. She's so incredibly fast. So, well, congratulations. You win one of our courses and get to take it and become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center. And you'll also receive an 8-ounce bottle of Espoma for you to try out, too.
Oh, great. Thanks. Am I able to put that on my resume and stuff like that?
You bet. You can put it on your resume. You can put it if you're in the business of we've had several people in the landscape business take it and pass it, and they're using it in their propaganda. And
perfect.
Some people
That's
are even putting
exactly
it on
what I need.
Yeah,
That's
signs
exactly
on
I
their
need.
Trucks and stuff. Are you in the business?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a climbing arborist,
but
more or less into the consulting now.
Yeah. Good.
So, yeah, it's good. It'll help with helping to sell air spade and helping to get people off of doing it.
A little bit
of backbone for or credibility, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, we've talked before. I remember now. So congratulations. Did Mary Rose get your information?
Well, in the process of finishing up my email address.
Okay, I'll put you back on hold, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Nick. Congratulations. All righty, let me see who we got next up. Jim in Denison, Texas. Hello, Jim.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you.
About November, December, I planted four pecan trees out of containers, and they're probably, 25 and 6 years old before I take them out of the containers. One of them, it's a forkid, which is a grafted paper shell. And in the middle of the tree, the limbs are growing out really well, but at about 2.5-3 feet from the top down, there's no growth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should I prune anything or just leave it alone and see what happens?
No, that's one of the things that I'm very strongly opposed to, that people in the other camp recommend trimming new trees back severely. And a lot of the universities, I don't know how many of them, still recommend pruning pecan trees back by 50% or some bizarre thing, and I don't recommend that at all. I recommend that you plant according to the way we recommend planting in my books and on the website, you know, wide, ugly hole, plant nice and high, backfill with the soil that came out of the hole, and don't cut a twig off of the tree. So,
okay. Well, the guy I bought them from, he pruned them pretty heavily before I got them home, and I couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, unfortunately, that's not good, but on the other hand, that you for sure don't need to do any pruning if he's already hacked the plants up. They'll come out and they'll be okay. It's just the thing that's so wrong-headed about this pruning a plant back real strong when it's planted is that the pecan tree or a fruit tree of any kind, peach, pear, plum, whatever it is, if you prune it back heavily at planting, the first way it's going to use its energy to start to grow again is to grow back the growth that you cut off. So you've right. just wasted time and hurt the tree. There was this theory that got started, the thinking was that you're cutting back the top to compensate for the root loss. Well, in a container, there ain't no root loss. On a bald and burlap plant, the root loss was prior to your planting procedure time. And on a bare-rooted plant, you know, there's not any root loss at all. So the whole thing is just wrong thinking. So okay. what you're doing is fine.
Okay. I have one more question about the watering. I've been watering every day now. How much do you think I should water a day?
That's an impossible question to answer because, like I was talking about, I'm probing the soil. You know, one potted plant needs water at a different rate than another one. You just got to play it subjectively and make the call yourself using probes,
okay.
watching how the wilting happens. Make sure you've got bare soil covered with mulch as much as you possibly can, but don't pile the mulch up on the stems of the plant. The only things that I water every day are things in containers or maybe right. a brand newly planted something where I know it's drying out enough in between. You know, you don't want to keep anything sopping wet in the,
okay.
the heat of the summer or in the winter, either one. So you have to adjust how often you water and what kind of watering you do depending on the soil, the kind of plants, the weather, and all that stuff. It's a call you'll have to make on site.
Okay.
All right.
I have one more quick question if I can.
Sure.
I have one particular tree that's leaning toward the east, and when I planted it, I did it according to your videos and everything, but I don't know if it started rolling toward the east from water or the ball rolled or what happened. Should I try to redig it up and straighten it out or just let it go?
How long has it been there?
Since probably November, December.
It's probably already rooted out some, and then you would hurt those roots if you tried to straighten it up. That's another subjective call. If you do it, just accept the fact that you may do a little damage. If you can live with a crooked trunk, the top will straighten itself out over time and maybe even make a more interesting looking tree. My most interesting tree, the trunk is growing almost at a 45 degree angle.
Okay, so it won't hurt the tree then?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. I just believe, I think it's, I'm like you, I think it's cool looking.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Hang in there. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Let's see, there was something related there that I didn't finish. What the heck was it? The planting. I know what it was. The worst watering that you can do is to water a short period of time often. If you water a short period of time, 15 minutes, 10 minutes every day, which I know there's some people out there that recommend that, you're going to keep the moisture level up at the top of the ground and not, it's going to get drier and drier and drier below that, and you're actually going to create a situation where the roots are going to tend to accumulate in the top, and then when another stressful situation comes along, you're going to have more damage than if you were watering properly. And proper watering, especially for beds and turf and things on the site, is to water very, very heavily. And this works for pots as well. You just have to adjust the timing a little bit. But you want to really water heavily and soak things deeply and then stop, back off, and wait as long a period of time as you can before wilt sets in and there starts to be damage to plants, obviously, before you water again. And then you water that real heavy watering once again, whether you're using a sprinkler system or hoses laid out or drip or what, you do the same thing. Water heavily, wait as long as possible. What that gives you is the pulsing. It gives you the dryness happening, the air coming back into the soil, into the air pores. And then when you water, the water pushes the air out of the soil. So you get that back and forth, that breathing and pulsing. And that's what we want to create. That's the healthiest way to water. What that exact timing is, you'll have to determine. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. The bright green box features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside. No other probiotics today has Dr. O'Hara's world-famous quality for restorative digestive well-being. Enjoy the same trusted probiotic formula that I take every day and consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere, also on Amazon.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life.
Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
As most of you heard, we have had a winner on the mystery photo ID, the cicada killer. Those of you that are not familiar with it, cicada killer is a big wasp, very menacing looking. Doesn't hurt you. It's not aggressive at all. The female can sting. She does have a stinger. She stings the cicadas, you know, that sing and make the great symphony in the trees in the summertime, and actually keeps it under control, keeps it from getting so heavy that the cicadas could actually damage the trees and would be too loud. So it's one of nature's balances that the cicada killers sting the cicada. It doesn't kill the cicada. It paralyzes. And then it's really kind of a funny show to watch her get the cicada back to the hole in the ground, take it down to where it's fed to her young. The cicada is bigger than the cicada killer, even though the cicada killer wasp is very large, but the cicadas are bigger. And she'll fly a while and crash into the ground and then drag it a while and climb up a tree and fly a while, crash and bang and get it back to the hole. It's kind of funny to watch, actually. But the only way you can get stung is to grab one and hold it in your hand, like is shown in that photograph. So it's a little dangerous that I'm showing it that way, holding the cicada like that. But she's dead. Nellie killed her very, very carefully. Didn't hurt a feeler. Didn't hurt a wing. I don't know how she was so careful. And she's gotten some others in the since that time. But it's basically a wasp that's beneficial, like all wasps are, and would never be one that would hurt you. The only time they're negative, I've seen them get on a golf green and, you know, make kind of a mess on a golf green. You can see the pile of soil beside the hole. Or if you had a a real low ground cover of bed or something like that, I guess it would be a cosmetic problem. But she's not doing any damage at all. The male, I don't know what the males do. They mate. That's about it, I guess. There's probably a little bit of help with pollinating plants, but the female is doing most of the work. All right, let's catch up on some calls, and then I'm going to get back to – we need to talk about diseases on turf as soon as I can work it in here. Ed in Bedford next up. Hello, Ed.
Good morning. I'd like to build up soil carbohydrate content for next year's blackberry crop. How would I do that? And are carbohydrates prone to leaching out if there are heavy winter rains?
Well, the way to build carbon in the soil is going to get you where you want to go, and that's what the plants really want is carbon that's food for microorganisms in the soil. And that's why we talk about adding compost and organic fertilizers instead of synthetic ones. Synthetic fertilizers, one of the big problems with them, not the only one, but one of the big problems with them is that they burn the carbon out of the soil. They cause a situation where the microbes have to are not being fed carbon, so they feed on the carbon in the soil and use it up. That's one of the big negatives about the synthetic stuff. So when we put down compost, when we put down organic fertilizers, earthworm castings, any of the liquid organic things, the Garrett juice, the liquid products like Espoma makes or Medina, any of those things, those all build carbon in the soil. They stimulate biological activity. And here's the real important, most important thing for you to understand. The most significant way to build carbon in the soil is to not put the carbon there, but put conditions in place where the microbes, bacteria, fungi, protozoa, et cetera, will grow and thrive. Their waste material, their waste and their dead bodies as they go through their life cycles, that's the most significant way to build the best carbon in the soil there is. So
okay.
Using the organic program is the answer. When we've done berries, blueberries, blackberries, various kind of things, even on a commercial basis, help people with that. We've just done the exact same basic organic program, bed preparation, that I recommend for everybody that's on our website, but more, just more of it, more intensely do it and build those beds, create raised beds as you add all that organic material. And then we fertilize with Garrett juice, the the compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, along with other trace minerals and nutrients and everything, and just have great, great production.
You answered in carbon content, not carbohydrates.
Well, it's carbohydrates and carbon is all going to come along at the same same way. Carbohydrates, you really don't even need that much. The carbon is what you need.
Okay. I have accumulated organic matter of about 15 plus years of pine needle mulch.
Okay. That's great.
6 cents a year get converted to organic matter.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. The pine needles, as opposed to pine bark, break down and become very beneficial to biological activity quickly. The pine bark contains some natural chemicals that actually hurt microbes for a while. But pine needles are great. The chemistry of pine needles is terrific.
Okay. All right. I'll just continue with my seaweed and
do the same thing you're doing
and Garrett juice drenched then.
Right. You want the vinegar as part of the deal for sure. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.